I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool versus Swansea City preview. Can Reds return to second? By Ollie Emerson. Liverpool host Swansea City on Saturday looking for their first Premier League win of 2017. 3 weeks into it. Facing bottom of the table Swansea at Anfield is theoretically the best fixture that the Reds could have been handed this weekend. But there's always the worry of a slip-up in this league. The details. Match, Liverpool versus Swansea City. Venue, Anfield. Referee, Kevin Friend. Date, Saturday, 21st of January. Time, 12:30 BST. Form. With 21 games played so far, Liverpool have still only lost two Premier League fixtures this season, but their recent form is a little concerning, with no league wins in the last two and just four in their last eight. Those four wins did come consecutively after disappointing performances against Bournemouth and West Ham, so Liverpool will be looking to return to the quality of football that saw them defeat Middlesbrough, Everton, Stoke City and Manchester City. They weren't able to do it in the last two, with tired legs drawing 2-2 at Sunderland on January 2nd, before a Red side missing four usual starters put in a positive performance to draw 1-1 at Old Trafford last Sunday, only dropping points via a late Zlatan Ibrahimovic equaliser. Those draws saw Tottenham Hotspur leapfrog the Reds into second, but Saturday's early kickoff gives Jurgen Klopp's men a chance to put some pressure on their rivals. Given that they're bottom of the table, it's not a surprise to hear that Swansea have lost six of their last seven, the only positive result being a 2-1 win away at fellow relegation battlers Crystal Palace a few weeks back. However, they were unlucky to lose 4-0 at home to Arsenal last week with a couple of own goals, and a new manager, Paul Clement, has had a further week to try and sort out their horrific defence, one that has conceded a league-high 49 goals in 21 games. If Firmino, Coutinho and Friends are on form, it could be a thrashing. Victory for Swansea would lift them out of the relegation zone, on a temporary basis at least. Team news. Having rested a whole host of players for the FA Cup replay at Plymouth Argyle on Wednesday, Klopp should be picking a near full-strength team for this one. Sadio Mane is still away at the Africa Cup of Nations, whilst Joel Matip's availability will likely be confirmed by FIFA on Friday, with the defender having missed both the United and Plymouth games whilst waiting to be cleared to play. Felipe Coutinho could make his first league start after his ankle injury following cameos against United and Southampton lately, whilst Trent Alexander-Arnold will make another start if Nathaniel Clyne hasn't recovered from his rib injury. Given the way the midfield played at Old Trafford, Klopp may pick the same three, leaving Lallana in the front three. Tom Carroll can make his Swans debut after completing his move from Spurs earlier in the week, potentially in midfield three, as Clement looks to offer some more protection to his leaky defence. Wingers Luciano Narsing and Jefferson Montero are struggling with calf and hamstring problems respectively, whilst Welsh fullback Neil Taylor has a fractured cheekbone keeping him sidelined. Liverpool predicted 11, Mignolet, Klein, Matip, Lovren, Milner, Henderson, Chan, Wijnaldum, Lallana, Firmino, Coutinho. Swansea City predicted 11, Fabianski, Kingsley, Mawson, Fernandes, Naughton, Cork, Key, Carroll, Routledge, Sigurdsson, Llorente. When they last met, Liverpool put in one of their poorest performances of the season in South Wales last time they played Swansea, but still emerged with a win. Behind at half-time after Leroy Fer's early goal, the Reds got their act together in the second 45 and equalised through a Firmino header. It was the Brazilian who also went on to win the penalty that decided the game, Milner slotting the ball down the middle from 12 yards for a final score of 2-1 to the visitors. Stats. Liverpool have won 5 of their last 6 games against Swansea. James Milner has scored penalties in his last 3 games versus the Swans. Swansea have conceded 3 or more goals in the league 11 times this season. Liverpool have scored 3 or more goals 8 times in the league so far this campaign. Prediction? Liverpool 3, Swansea City 0. In all honesty, if a nearly full-strength side doesn't beat Swansea at home, there's cause for concern. Especially with Coutinho back, Liverpool should sweep Clements' men aside with relative ease. It'll probably take a little while to break Swansea down, but once we do, their heads will drop. Coutinho and Firmino both to be on the score sheet. Delightful optimism there from Ollie with his 3-0 prediction. I would love to think that that's an accurate shout. I said today in a piece for Anfield Index that I think probably Plymouth tonight and certainly Swansea on Saturday may well reap the whirlwind of frustration that has been arising all week and for quite a long time now owing to the absence of various players, Joel Matip specifically. That scenario is just, if you'll pardon the terminology, a clusterfuck of the worst kind. And I think Liverpool are due to sweep somebody aside quite imperiously. I hope Liverpool are due to sweep somebody aside quite imperiously. You'd have to think, as Ollie says, that if that's going to happen, it would be against the bottom team in the league. But, you know, hey-ho, welcome to the Premier League. Everything's up for grabs, etc., etc. I don't know. There are times when I get bored by the sheer unpredictability of it. I just wish we could guarantee that this is going to be 3 points and move on. But as we saw with our glorious neighbours, the Ev beating Manchester City 4-0, anything, quite literally anything is possible in this league. I still think that Ollie's called it right. I think it will be a win for Liverpool. I hope it will be a convincing one because I feel that we need that. I feel that this team needs to get back into that habit, that swing of scoring goals and winning convincingly. Divock Origi, Daniel Sturridge, Roberto Firmino, Phil Coutinho. Wouldn't it be lovely to see most, if not all of those in the score sheet? Some of them need a goal more than others. And hopefully on Saturday night, we'll be reflecting on a lovely Liverpool win and maybe some ground caught on the opposition. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.